And we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Yesterday's feature on the Heaps Giant Pumpkin Farm near Minooka got me wanting to know more about these giants of the pumpkin patch, because after all, Illinois is the undisputed pumpkin capital of the world. Heaps Farm, host to the Illinois Giant Pumpkin Growers Association, way off. And that's where Joe Adkins of Wheaton had the state champion at 1,760 pounds.
A little bit more help from Mother Nature would have been really, really nice. We probably would have gotten to 2,000 pounds with that, but, you know, like the Cubs say, there's always next year.
Okay. He says at its peak, his giant was adding 40 pounds and sucking up 150 gallons of water per day. The Illinois record was set in 2015 by Gene McMullen of Streeter, 2,145 pounds. The national record belongs to a New York farmer, 2,554 pounds. And in case you're wondering, the world record, according to Guinness, is held by a grower in Italy, 2,702 pounds. Now, growing one of these giants takes a special seed, and Joe Iltz of the St. Croix Growers Association in Minnesota says they can be crazy expensive.
Single giant pumpkin seeds with really good premium world record genetics have gone for over $1,000 per seed.
And get this.
There's no guarantee that seed will germinate.
Wow. Those are the outliers, though. He says typical seeds from the 1,500-pound pumpkins will sell for maybe $40 to $60 each. And as for what happens to these giant pumpkins, well, they're not good for pies, so they are destroyed, and in some of the most creative ways.
I've seen them run over by monster trucks before. I've seen them attempted to be catapulted. And then, of course, you know, any manner of explosives is always an interesting way to give a fateful goodbye to a giant pumpkin.
And Joe says they also hoist the giant pumpkins, the losers, I presume, 100 feet into the air and let gravity do its job.
It's a ground-shaking event, quite literally. I would suspect if one had a Richter scale close, you'd probably make a register on it.
All of which, he says, can be very messy with what he calls pumpkin shrapnel flying. From the farm to your belly, today's National Sausage Pizza Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.